Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project. Allison Stewart's here. I'm also here, and my name is Luke Burbank. And, well, these ain't your grandma's Google searches. These are the most gawked at, emailed, read, scorned, furtively viewed at your desk while you're supposed to be working stories on the internet. It's the BPP staff picks, a little something we call the most. First up, as she often is, in the NPR control room, headquarters, Trish McKinney, our editor.
And when I'm here, it's the lack of control room. I have one of the most viewed stories at Yahoo News. This is about a priest, a Roman Catholic priest, who pleaded guilty in September to stealing some money from his parishioners. He pleaded guilty to stealing $34,000, but he's actually accused of stealing more than $1 million worth of the parishioners' money, and he's been sentenced to 3 years in jail. This is a priest from Connecticut. His name is Reverend Michael Jude Fay. He apparently, according to prosecutors and according to the diocese, used this money to shop at Bergdorf's. He drove a Jag, joined a sports club. The money he pleaded guilty to stealing was a down payment for a condo in Philly. So anyway, he got sentenced yesterday. He's going to spend 3 years in jail. He had asked the judge for mercy. He begged her mercy not to send him to prison, saying, "I am already in prison." But the judge disagreed and said, quote, "Forgiveness is going to have to come from elsewhere and from others, because that is not a part of what the court is charged with doing." So, and then there's according to his lawyer, this priest is actually suffering from prostate cancer. So she's going to let him take some experimental treatments before he goes to jail.
When his, confessional booth was on MTV Cribs, should have been a tip. Should have been a tip.
And I just want to point out, because I looked this up, being a good Catholic myself, I wanted to know what order of priest he was, because they don't all take vows of poverty. So he was a diocesan priest and actually never took a vow of poverty. So there you go.
Should have seen it coming. Angela Ellis, you've got something for us from Time Magazine.
One of their most read stories is basically a compilation of all of the submissions or the suggestions for their big Person of the Year issue that they do at the end of every year, of course. And some of them are include John Kerry, Aretha Franklin for being the Queen of Soul, Bill Cosby for his work and involvement with the African-American community, Brian Williams. One interesting one was Mother Earth, because she is an abused woman, and that we need to honor her. That's the way the person wrote it here. Stephen King. And then the most interesting one that I thought that would be obviously a big change from past years would be Britney Spears and Lindsay Lohan together.
Does anyone else think this list is totally random?
Yeah, and
John Kerry?
Yeah, Mother Earth. And there's even cited in here, John Kerry, because he went against George Bush in 2004.
Yeah.
Mother Earth, I kind of get.
Yeah,
this
at least
sort of the year everybody sort of woke up to. We all need to do something in the whole green movement, although...
Well, Lindsay was big this year, too.
Lindsay saving the earth. Lindsay saving the earth.
If those two are Time's Person of the Year, I swear to God, I am moving to Canada. like they don't get Time Magazine in Canada.
Yeah.
It even matters. But.
They have no celebrities in Canada.
Next up, Matt Martinez.
Hello. I have one of the most viewed at the Los Angeles Times. Storms on the West Coast, not so nice. And it's causing big surf in California, and actually all along the West Coast, up in Oregon, Washington, 25 to 30 foot waves, really big waves. But they're expecting bigger waves than usual in Los Angeles, and they're not getting them, and they're totally bummed out about not getting the big waves, because everybody else is getting the big waves, but they're not getting the big waves, and it's
bummer.
They're totally bummed out, and it's just people love the story, and they're clicking on it at the LA Times. And the headline is "Big Waves Not Here Yet," and they're still holding out hope. There's still warnings for big surf, so hopefully
keep the hope alive.
Hopefully, the surfers will get the big surf eventually.
A lot of sad dudes.
Totally unsurprising reaction from Los Angeles. The Washington State is falling into the ocean, but in LA, they're just wondering, "Am I going to get a wave?"
Right, exactly. They are unstoked.
Sorry.
Rachel, I think you're up.
Yeah, I'm up. I'm going to tell you guys about this story. Did I sound overly excited? I'm really into it. It's because this is one of the only television shows I watch, America's Next Top Model. And on this season, I haven't been watching this season, but they have this young woman who has Asperger's. syndrome, which is a form of autism. And, you know, when people have this, they have difficulty interacting with people. They can't communicate well. So this makes for interesting TV when this young woman is thrust into this house with these rather petty, can be rather catty kind of girls. And they don't really know how to deal with her. She doesn't really know how to deal with them. But she comes off really well in pictures. She apparently connects really well with the camera.
That happens sometimes. I'm reading that book, Don't Look Me in the Eye.
Yeah.
Augustin Burroughs' brother.
Yeah.
And how that he had found he had Asperger's syndrome when he was about 40 years old. And just the connection with objects sometimes.
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, it's really interesting.
She would turn out to be possibly America's next top model.
Possibly. Mm.
Not spokesmodel, though, apparently. Just top model. All right, mine is one of the most popular at CNN.com. With the Olympics heading to China this summer, apparently they're doing a little bit of, they're trying to teach the Chinese how to cheer because it's been an issue. They're not really sure about when to cheer or how to cheer. They're trying to explain to Chinese spitting. Not really the greatest thing to do during Olympic competition.
Is that a traditional way of urging on your team?
Apparently there's some deal with spitting in sports in Chinese, according to this article. It also says that they're trying to translate, some of the Chinese are trying to translate cheers. And there was one at a field hockey game that when the Chinese translated the Spanish cheer, it came out 84 cents. You were offered a price too low. So they've started what is called the Beijing Civilized Workers Cheering Squad.
How about that?
There put workers into everything.
Put workers into everything.
There was another article that I read that they're teaching them how to stand in lines as well because, you know, just standing in line is this weird thing to them. So they're actually having standing in line drills.
You would think that with 8 billion people, that standing in line would be a big part of the life of a person in China.
Apparently not so much. Yes, wow. I read it somewhere on the internet.
It must be true.
That is the most. Thank you, Matt and Angela.
You're most
and
welcome.
Trish and Rachel.